you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, Jeremy is about to spill the tea today. Ooh. Wow, that's a fat glass of whiskey. Roll the intro. Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. Welcome back to Wow Till 9, hosted by myself, Lauren, and boyfriend, Jeremy.
Yeah, guys.
I feel like every week it has less and less syllables. And like this week it kind of started with a D. I also have a canker sore on like the corner of my tongue. So enunciation this week is even more difficult than normal for me.
Which is crazy because your diction is typically top of the class.
That's rude. Welcome back to the pod. Holy shit. It's merch launch week.
Fuck, you're right.
These hoodies are thick. I have to sneeze. Hang on. But they are thick with seven C's. Hang on. Sneeze coming. Sneezing coming.
Yeah. There we go. Man, that sounds really fucking gross in these earphones.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I have cute sneezes.
You know, that's how you know she wasn't bullied enough by her mother growing up.
No, actually, every time I held in my sneeze like that, my mom warned me that my eyeballs could come out my head. It wasn't enough to make me not sneeze like that, though.
You know, it's crazy. I was talking to somebody today about how now you can't just blatantly lie to your kids because they have cell phones.
Yeah. Nah, I feel like you could for a certain amount of time. I feel like you could lie to them until teenagerhood.
Teenagerhood, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what doctors call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else would you call it?
I gotta be honest. I have never participated in a merch launch before.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's true. I guess some of the things, I've never really participated in a merch launch before.
In a Jeremy merch launch.
Yeah. So this is, this is my first merch launch. And so more than likely it'll be a total fucking failure. But if it's a success, I'll thank you and I'll be excited about it.
Okay. Well, I feel like we should be excited about it either way. Actually, it's your first merch launch.
To be fair, I feel like I'm talking to people on community, just like saying hi, what's going on. And like the community is the number that we use to talk to people.
The Wild Till 9 hotline.
And I feel like, because we specifically go on it to literally just talk and connect to people.
Right.
And half the time, I feel like they're the ones bringing up, when are you dropping the merch?
Yeah. But that's when you know that you designed some real cute merch.
Right, but like,
it's when people want to know, because there's nothing worse than designing merch and no one gives a fuck.
I guess, but like, I sell for a living. Like, I have like a motive in my mind at all times, and it's usually to sell something. And this is the one time I feel like I'm not selling something, and they're doing the selling for me. So maybe I should try that on my day job. I'll just get on and just start talking about, hey guys, what's going on?
You want to see my dog?
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
Holiday plans? Oh, software? Yeah, we sell that.
We got that.
Pricing. I'll send it to you, I guess. Yeah. Okay, I should try.
Well, I think that means that we made cute merch. And I just want to say, pre-sneeze, what I was trying to say is that this hoodie is so damn heavy and soft. Oh my God. This is a very specific comparison, but I'm pretty sure it's the same blank that David Dobrik used, because he's with Fanjoy as well, for the clickbait hoodie. And I was shocked at how thick this bitch was. Oh my God. I'm pretty sure it's
David
the same
Dobrik
one.
Or the hoodie?
Both.
Okay, got it.
Both.
I heard David Dobrik has a big ass.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard it's a thick ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that for David.
Someone confirm.
I love that for David.
Fact check me.
So anyways, it's very cute. It's like a bone color. It's super thick. Mm-hmm. Usually I wear oversized hoodies, like a larger and XL, and it's so heavy that I have to like wear a, I don't know. It's she thick.
Do we know how much it's going to cost?
No.
Okay, got
I
it.
Don't. I don't.
I was going to say, do we even
no.
know? Got it.
No.
Good at this job. We're good at this job.
We're good at this job. Yeah. We're good at this job. And this is my first merch that I've ever done that's embroidered, which is, I feel like, cuter and better quality. Like, I love a screen print. Don't get me wrong. I love a screen print. I feel like we all do, and that's like the go-to. But an embroidery just feels like a classy bitch of a sweater.
Yeah, you lost me on that one. But yeah.
Okay. Embroidery is a new word for you?
I guess I understand that like one would be printing on something, and embroidery, uh-huh. I think like my great aunt Irma and just like sewing something.
Wasn't your grandma's name Irma in that story a couple weeks ago?
Well, now she's my great aunt.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Anyways, head to the socials and we will have links in the description box for pricing and where to buy it, because currently as we record, we actually don't know.
No idea.
No idea.
It'll be actually, for sale no somewhere. We'll be driving. It'll be in our backyard or in our back, like our back trunk. We'll just come to your like college. Wouldn't that be so fun?
That's not COVID safe though. Maybe 2021.
College tour. Can't wait.
Oh my God. College tour.
I can't wait.
Do you think people would take us to a frat party?
Fuck yeah.
I would love to go to an American frat party.
There's nothing I enjoy more than like getting like DMs and like people asking like, what fraternity were you in? Or like, I'm in this. Or did you
I
know
saw
these?
On community, you yeah. sent someone a picture of you in your frat.
Yeah. And they were like,
with
oh
another
my
girl.
God.
I'll kill her. What?
Oh. Speaking of jealousy.
What a great segue. What a great segue. Okay. So hold your horses on jealousy. I want to know who was your celeb crush growing up?
Britney Spears, done.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna make things also, this is the fuck, marry, kill episode. If you participated on social media submitting fuck, marry, kill recipients, I guess they'd be a recipient of the fuck, the marry, or the kill, right?
We're not going to be giving anyone any fuckings.
Contestants?
On this podcast.
No. Well, no. Hypothetically.
Oh, all right.
That's the point of the game.
No, totally, for sure. The listeners.
What do you mean?
Like they were the recipient of the anyway, yes.
Anyway. Okay, ooh. So your your childhood crush is Britney Spears?
Yeah, like, well, I think it was the first like uber pop star celebrity.
Right.
That I felt, I was attracted to her.
Some kind
yeah.
of way. About.
Yeah, I did, yeah, yeah. Because I feel like she was coming to like the rise in the same like fame time that like, I feel like I was like, oh, what are these feelings? That's weird. Why does my...
Did you just look down at your dick when you said that?
Mm-mm.
I definitely just saw no. you look down. What are these no. feelings? I hate that.
Fuck me, huh? Anyway, there's about like 3 dozen guys now that listen to this podcast
yeah,
because
yeah.
girls are making their boyfriends listen to this uh-huh. thing. So...
Someone on my vlog channel today was like, hello, straight male audience here. And I was like, thank
for the
you.
Your vlog channel?
Thank you for being here, Brian.
Brian, I don't even watch the vlogs.
Hang on. I think it was Brett, not Brian. I take that back. I'm so sorry.
Brett, I don't even watch the vlogs.
I know. It's fucking rude. It's fucking rude.
Every time I fucking watch one, I'm like, I didn't tell you could put this in here. What the fuck am I doing?
Well, we're both just like living our life. Also, when this goes up, I'll be a solid halfway into Vlogmas, making a video every single day. And I want to tell you that it's day 6 currently.
Yeah. If you look at her Instagram today, whenever this like launches in comparison to what she looks like now.
Yeah.
We're just going to see just bags.
Well, my eyes are puffy already today because I was sobbing all morning.
You were sobbing all morning. Today was a rough start.
Also, just like, I wish you had taken a photo of me at the pantry eating mini eggs, tears streaming down my face this morning.
Next time you're in that state, I'll pull my camera out and say, hey, real quick.
But it was like, I was cry laughing because I knew how ridiculous I looked.
Yeah, sure.
I would have liked to remember that moment, I think. That was, it just sums up 2020.
No, I get
just, it. It just sums up, anyway. How did we get here? I forget. Childhood crush, Britney Spears, you looked down on your dick. What are these new feelings? Mini eggs.
Whew.
That's where I'm at.
Got a couple of professionals here. Britney Spears was definitely, I feel like that was the first girl that I remember having conversations with, or not conversations with,
I'm
conversations
sorry.
Like about with other people about okay. like how, yeah, I like her music. Yeah, she's kind of pretty too. Kind of thing.
Mm,
yeah. But then it quickly evolved into Jessica Alba.
Oh, Jessica quickly. Alba is hot.
Yeah, and then I mean, by let me be clear, it has not left Jessica Alba as right. well. But it started with Jessica Alba, and then it had a little bit of my first love named Lauren Conrad.
Oh, I loved LC. Have I ever told you that I was sitting behind Jessica? We were back to back at a wedding. Have I ever told you that?
Jessica Alba?
Yes.
You were like,
I was at a small, intimate, like 70 person wedding with Jessica Alba.
You breathed the same air as Jessica Alba?
I would go as far to say is that I breathed the same 4 foot bubble as Jessica Alba.
So I'm basically dating Jessica Alba.
You're basically dating Jessica Alba. Yes.
Wow.
She was stunning.
Yeah, she was stunning.
Stunning.
I've been in the same room as Jessica Alba before, but that's it.
Oh my God. I sat back to back with her for like 2 hours.
Wow. That's hot.
Do you know how nervous I was to say just like, I'm sure she had zero brain cells focused on the random bitch sitting behind her. But I was so hyper aware of just like my entire being the entire night because I was in the presence of Jessica Alba.
Isn't it crazy just how like much her presence impacted your life and how
mine impacted
or
hers?
Just like how in general, just like when you like see somebody else you're interested in, you shape up and think
it
about everything.
It flips
you do.
Your world upside down. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you word vomit the dumbest of things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, you're gonna ask me who my childhood crush was?
No.
You don't wanna know?
Who was your childhood crush?
Okay, so first it was the main lead guy in the Disney Channel original, Motocrossed.
And of course I know who that is. For the viewers at home on the younger side, who was that?
I actually don't know if he continued acting. Or if he did, he didn't really land
anything.
Can we
get a name?
You know, I actually don't know. Hang on.
You're a bad podcaster.
What do you mean I'm a bad podcaster?
You should know this.
I was a child in love.
I thought for sure it was going to be Chad Michael Murray.
No,
like everybody
you know
else.
What? I have weird taste in guys, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he did not age well. What the?
You're being so mean.
I don't mean to. That's not true. That's just, they did him dirty with a really bad photo at the beginning. Oh no. Oh, also he's 42. Okay. Oh, he was in New York Minute? Huh.
Wait, and real quick, what was your age max when you were on dating apps?
So I would have been on what when I was 25, right?
24.
24. I think my top limit was 30.
That's it?
Maybe 32. Oh, no, you're right. It was 32.
Yeah.
It was 32. But it was like 26 to 32 or something.
Got it. Okay. I'm trying to remember what mine was. I think mine was, I remember I started and it was like 21 to 45.
Jesus Christ.
And then I think the 45 stayed and the 21 just kept getting older and older and older.
21, yeah. you know nothing at 21.
Well, like but the time I was single before that, I feel like I was like, oh, 21, like, oh, that's great. Perfect. They can drink, we can do whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I was a mature 21-year-old, but they can't. And then I went on a date with a couple 21-year-olds.
And you're
was
like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. Also, I feel like you are more mature than the average 20. Are you, how old are you, 28?
Why do you struggle with this so much?
I don't even know how old I am. Today I was on FaceTime with my aunt and she was like, are you 27? And I was like, yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah,
I guess I am.
30. Yeah, I mean, every single time we go to like the grocery store and we have to like punch in like one of our phone numbers to like get the points back.
Yeah.
Even if it's Lauren's phone number, I'm the one who has to punch it in because for whatever reason, numbers and you.
I don't know. I just can't remember them. I can't remember them. Okay, so, oh, sorry. I actually forgot his name. It was Riley Smith or something. Riley Smith. Wow, that is a white ass name.
Yeah, I almost guarantee his name is really like Riley Finkelstein, and he probably just changed it to Smith because that's easy
to spell.
He
looks like a Riley Smith.
Okay. That's pretty Riley Smith. Oh, I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, doesn't not look like me in that picture.
Yeah. Hold that sentiment because some of the other men that we're going to talk about today do not look like you and I need you to not be offended. So after Riley Smith, like there were obviously like others, but Orlando Bloom was a big sexual awakening for me.
Got it.
I can't remember where Orlando Bloom came from. It might've been Pirates of the Caribbean.
Lord of the Rings. Legolas.
Was that before? I did love Legolas, but I think that was after Pirates.
Maybe the first one. Hard to say.
I can't remember. Anyway, loved Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think that's when I started heading into my grungy, looks like they haven't slept in many days and run off energy drink skater boy phase. Like,
this guy's holding a Monster Energy can in his hand.
No, I actually hate that look. Like, that image is not it, but they just look like they don't sleep.
Really? Where do you delineate those two?
And there's something about the Monster branding that just doesn't do it for me. Like, that actually turns me off.
But Monster, we could change our mind.
Oh, we
just so you know.
I could be swayed.
Yeah, let's not call him out. Yeah.
No, but it wasn't that guy, because that's a specific kind of guy and that's not the guy that I was after.
Okay, got it.
It was like if I was still into that, it's the MGKs, it's the Pete Davidsons, it's the...
Wait. Pete Davidson?
Oh, yeah, Pete Davidson.
I mean, I would love to hang out with the guy.
I still have a soft spot for Pete Davidson for sure.
I got to be honest right now. If Pete Davidson walked in that door right now, kicked it in and said... I'd like to flirt with your girlfriend. I'd say, let me know when you guys are done. I'll be downstairs. I'd love to play a game of Scrabble with you.
Monopoly deal? Pete, you in?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Pete Davidson and Black Bear. I'm trying to think of who else. I just like love grungy skater boys.
So MGK, Pete Davidson and Black Bear.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, G-Eazy.
Yeah.
G-Eazy. Adam. Yeah. He would have been too old for me to think was attractive.
Gerald?
When I was younger. Yeah, Gerald.
Mm. Mm. When did he pop off? Like 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. Yeah. He's also super tall.
He's my height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gerald. Yeah.
Gerald. We have like very Gerald similar body.
The inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Jeezy kind of looks like you if you had-
A full slick
and made different life choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're like the cleaner version. I'm sure Jeezy is very clean.
Yeah, I bet that dude smells like...
I'm sure he smells fucking Tom great. Ford. Yeah, he gets bitches for sure.
We're very aware that he gets bitches, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so let me make this down and let me be very clear here. Uh-huh. I need an answer. Don't be wishy-washy, anything else. And everybody along, like Lauren and I would say, are on like the jealousy scale. We are aware that we're very much on the 0 of 10, right?
Right.
Neither of us feel some type of way about like speaking about this. And so, and I understand that's not always the case mm-hmm. for many reasons for people, whether that's, you know, their own fault or just things that happened in childhood or whatever. So, this might be a little uncomfortable for some people. And also I want to point out that, we are doing a lot of just talking about, being attracted to somebody because of their looks and don't know who they are. And that's definitely not a good case and definitely not a good reason to always like somebody, but for the sake of the conversation, and hall passes, I need to know.
Oh yeah, disclaimer, we're about to be shallow as fuck.
This is gonna be a shallow episode.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, we did feelings last week, we'll do feelings maybe next week.
Oh my God, we did the feelings of feelings last week. So we need to be shallow. Yeah, that gives us a hall pass for today's episode.
Absolutely. So, if you had one person.
One?
One.
Oh my God.
Hall pass, right?
Yeah.
You had, this person had slid into your DMs the week before you met me. Okay, fair game. Everything's fine or whatever, right? I'll even go to that point. Not even a definition of a hall pass, which you could go.
Okay,
this person slid in your DMs the week before. You could have done whatever you wanted with them.
Okay,
who would it be?
This is timeline specific in terms of their appearance in the last couple of years. Ed Westwick.
Who? The fuck is Ed Westwick?
All the females listening right now are like, how fucking dare you disgrace Ed Westwick like that?
Me?
Yes, you. Oh, God, Ed Westwick. So I would say most of us listening know him as Chuck Bass off of Gossip Girl.
So the Marine guy and the boys?
No, you uncultured fuck.
Fucker.
Hang on. Ed Westwick, I saw a picture of him recently and he is like tatted. Oh my God. Okay. This was the picture that I was like, oh my God, Chuck. Like, I feel like he's just like a good combination of like good looking, well groomed, but a little tiny hint of grunge, which I feel like is all of my worlds coming together.
Now listen, Ed and I, no offense to Ed, we could be boys tomorrow as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
In fact, if when COVID finally, you know, ends and we have a vaccine and everyone's healthy again, knowing this, I'm going to do my damnedest to get this guy to be in our living room one day when you get back home from a few hours away.
I fucking hate that.
This guy,
yeah.
As far as the like, dude, she says don't be worried about. I'm not worried about. Like, he seems like a guy that I would say, hey, could do you mind picking up my dog and dropping him off at my girlfriend's house while I'm not there?
Am I sensing a hint of jealousy?
No. this one confuses me almost.
Actually, here, that confuses you more than Machine Gun Kelly.
No, I get that for you. I'm not saying you're wrong. Listen, I think that's great for you. I think you guys would be beautiful together.
Oh, who's this? Oh, I'm not sure. Here's some more pictures if this sways you at all. Also, for those who want to Google along at home, I typed in Ed Westwick 2020 shower, and there's a great photo of that showcases the tattoos. And here, I think I just typed in Ed Westwick 2020.
Okay.
Well,
listen, I'm happy. Is he, how tall is he?
Not sure. I think he's British too.
Yeah. He got the accent too.
Yeah, he got the accent. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's great. I love that for you.
Okay. Also, can you tell the people what a hall pass is?
I mean, a hall pass, as far as I'm concerned, right? And I'm sure there's different definitions of it. The way that I've always understood a hall pass was there's one person in the world, right? Where no matter how committed of a relationship you're in, till death do us part, of course, the sanctity of marriage. But we're talking about a closed marriage, right? We're not talking about an open marriage. Open marriage, that's different. Or open relationship, that's different.
Yeah.
Talk about a closed relationship where there's one person that means so, would be such a dream from an attraction standpoint.
Right.
That you would get a literal hall pass to not be in your relationship for just that one night with that individual.
Oh, so you would leave the relationship. So is it like...
No, but like...
No, but I feel like it's like you're just... If you could hit pause on the relationship, go do that, come back, press play.
I mean, to me, it's like a hall pass is quite literally you're in class, but you get a pass to be out in the hall when class is still going on when you're supposed to be in class.
Right, it's okay. No one's so it's not leaving the relationship. It's not a breakup moment.
The relationship's still going on at home.
Yeah.
It's just like there's a thing that you're allowed to do that's typically not allowed because you have a hall pass.
Got it.
You only get one of them.
Only one. Okay, so who's your hall pass?
Well, depends.
On?
I mean, I had a list.
Okay, so we're breaking the set we get the list.
I put a short little list together.
Okay. I also have a short little list. Ed was the top, but you asked for one, so I only gave you one.
Oh, well, come here, you're listening.
You want the whole list?
Yeah.
I want to hear your one first, and then I'll go down my list.
Let me talk about my list first, and then I'll figure out which one I'm going to go with.
Okay. You don't have a clear winner?
Please let me think out loud. Okay so I told you Britney Spears was there, but like I feel I'm more like worried about her situation than I'm attracted to her. Right. So at this point, I'm just like, Britney, I hope you're okay.
I hope, yeah. Totally.
But also drive me crazy. Still about, I mean, just so many bangers. If you put on Britney Spears' top 20 hits, there you know every word.
Lucky's my favorite.
Odd choice. Anyway,
it's a deep cut.
A couple ones that you're not gonna like. Alexandra Daddario.
Woo! Yeah, you know I feel about that.
Fine. Mia Khalifa. I know. Keira Knightley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lauren Conrad.
Hot.
Zoe Saldana.
Hot.
Yeah. Amelia Clark.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she looks like, she's like, you can just tell she's fucking cute.
Yeah.
Like inside and out. You know what I mean? Like, I know that we just said that this whole episode is like being shallow as fuck, but like she is such a cute little human.
Totally.
Yeah, agree.
Shout out Asians. Gemma Chan, for sure.
Yeah, hot.
Margot Robbie.
Basic but hot.
There's nothing basic about Margot Robbie.
Sure, okay.
Jessica Alba again.
Duh.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Duh.
And Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some diversity in there, though.
Megan Fox and MGK.
But think of, right, exactly.
Yeah.
We are basically, we wish that we could be their relationship. Have fun.
Well. I don't know. I don't know if I actually wish that.
No,
but,
I'm kidding.
But
what I look at this
list.
Wait,
there's a girl who I think is super hot that you always talk about that wasn't on that list.
Who?
That girl that has the really nice eyes. She was in that movie. Not, oh, she was in Knives Out. Remember?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think she's so pretty. She's stunning. I can't believe you forgot her.
You've come around to that idea. It's Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas. Yeah, no, I love her. Yeah, yeah. Get her on the list. Get her on the list.
I'm like looking at this list. I'm like, man, I'm all over the place.
You really are. Yeah. I mean, kind of same.
Yeah. Okay, where's your list?
Okay, you want to hear my list? Okay, here we go. Okay, so at the top, and this was solely thanks to Step Up, the series, Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay.
Loved Channing Tatum.
Once again, Channing Tatum can walk in here right now. Let me know when you guys are done.
Yeah, who was he married to? He was married to someone super hot. It was one of the leads from Step Up, actually. I think they ended up getting married and like having kids and stuff. Okay, we're back at Ed Westwick.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, obviously.
Totally, absolutely.
You know what? I teetered back and forth between putting Ryan Reynolds on here, but I don't...
Ryan Reynolds isn't on there?
No, and here's why. And here's why. Just listen. I'm
offended.
If I had an hour with Ryan Reynolds,
yeah,
I would want to just bask in his humor the entire hour. Like, I think he's good looking for sure, but like, I would rather just hang out with Ryan Reynolds, to be completely honest.
I'd fuck Ryan Reynolds if I got to hang out with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think he's one of the funniest people ever. Oh, here's one. Dave Franco.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love Dave Franco.
Sure.
I know I think he's like a small man. Like, I think he's a little shorty, but that's okay.
There's the most funny people I've ever met are short.
I would fuck a short guy for sure.
Yeah, I would. I didn't think you wouldn't.
As Dave Franco is on here. So Chris Evans, but pre-Avengers. Chris Evans.
Baby face Chris Evans?
Chris Evans in...
You love a good baby face.
I love a good baby face.
Yeah.
Dave Franco,
right.
For example.
Right.
Also Taron Egerton, baby face.
That makes no sense to me.
Love Taron.
I mean, I love all his movies.
Love
that, to me,
him.
Just like, I don't know how you date me and you're with Taron Egerton. You're lying to one of us. Taron? You're lying to one of us.
No, but like, okay, listen, here's how it went. I went grungy skater boy phase, right? And then I went baby face, and then I went baby face phase. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Baby face
and just, you know,
face.
You did that so quickly. That's not getting cut, by the way. There's no way that gets edited out. You're blah,
no.
Blah. Okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I would say like Ed Westwick, you, Ryan Gosling, Colin Farrell, like you're all in that group of like now.
Did you hear the group she just... completely just, yeah, and then you're in that group, of course.
You are.
No, I love you so much.
Facial hair group.
Oh, got it. Men with beards.
Men with beards and chest hair.
Got it.
That's your group, babe.
Yeah, okay, good.
That is your group.
Hey, guys with chest hair to the right, Jeremy, you can go too.
Okay, well, do you want to be in any of the other two categories?
Okay, got it, keep going. No.
Okay, thank you. Colin Farrell in The Gentlemen.
Fantastic.
Specifically.
Fantastic.
Specifically. I can't vouch for any of his other looks, but Colin Farrell in The
just
Gentleman.
Hear him speak.
Big fan. Big fan. I know. I think he's Irish, right?
Yes.
Love it.
Ooh,
love
is he
it.
Irish or Scottish?
I can't remember.
Well, those are two very different. But anyway, go on.
Yeah. No, of course. I just can't remember. You know what? Anything that's not a fucking American accent, I'm in.
Okay.
Okay, so again, Chris Evans, pre-Avengers. Mm-hmm. So not Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Was fine with that, but didn't do anything for me. It's Chris Evans in What's Your Number? One of my all-time favorite movies.
I feel like he didn't quite hit his stride with the whole blockbuster movies until the Avengers.
The rom-coms?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure his house got nicer after he started working, you know, in the Marvel world.
You think?
But yeah. And then last but not least is Michael B. Jordan, specifically in his like first 20 minutes in Black Panther. When he's got the glasses,
yeah,
the jacket, and they're in the museum. It's right before they steal the thing. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan hits different in that scene.
Michael B. Jordan has such charisma. That's the kind of guy who I don't know if I could, I would be, you would make me jealous and self-conscious had you dated Michael B. Jordan.
I know a girl who's dated Michael B. Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, for like 6 months.
What do we know?
I mean, we'll talk about it after the pod.
Wow, rude. Okay, got it. And your number one is Ed.
It's you, babe.
Fuck off. So my only issue with your list here, because I think there's a lot of guys that I would love to hang out with.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that they are drop dead sexy. You missed a couple big names.
Ooh, okay.
And your number one ain't hold shit on literally the rest of the list. Like the if I look at that entire list,
yeah,
that guy's near the end.
Okay.
And you missed two very important, actually 3.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear. Who did I miss?
Fuck, maybe even 4.
Genuinely, guys, like when I was like thinking of people for my hall pass list, I was Googling like 20 sexiest man alive, like list of hottest musicians. And you know what it is too, is that when people ask like, who's your celebrity crush? I don't have a name off the top of my head.
Zac Efron.
I mean, like, yeah, hot as fuck.
No, that's mine.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, you love Zac Efron. Yeah. Do you want to put a disclaimer in that you are straight, that you are indeed straight?
Yeah, but Zac Efron.
But Zac Efron.
I'm Zac Efron straight.
Right. You're Zac Efron straight. Yes, exactly. That is a sexuality.
I mean, I personally, mm-hmm. and I know there's people out there that'll disagree with this, I believe in the spectrum. So if straight's here,
yeah.
Zac Efron's here.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. Right on top.
10 here. Zac Efron straight.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
There's one person out of 8 billion that like, I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? You said I had 2 others.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Chris Pine. You're going to sit here and tell me right now that Chris Pine, if a week before.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, would I fuck all 3 of them? Like, obviously fucking yes. Like, yes. The answer is yes.
There we go.
But like, are they on my list where if they showed, if like I would go out of my way to follow them on Instagram? No. I think I do actually follow Chris Hemsworth.
There we go.
But I think that he's actually just funny as
totally.
Well.
Totally. Totally. And so is my whole fucking list.
Well.
All right. So Ed, that's your number one.
Ed's my number one.
Okay. I'm going to say something and I know already right now you're going to be like.
Yeah. Is that what I'm going to sound like?
Yeah. You're going to sound just like that.
Okay.
I know you heard my whole list. Mm-hmm. And now you reminded me of Ana de Armas. And I'm like, fuck. How could I forget her? I'm so sorry.
She's
Anna.
The top.
She's a big listener too. I'm so sorry, Anna. That's so fucked up. I've always had a special connection with you. Anyway, if I had one.
I was going to say, who's your number one? I forgot to ask if you could only pick one off that list. If you say Alex fucking Daddario, I will kick you off this podcast right now.
No, I'd be too nervous around her. I'd be like, hi, Alex. What's my name's Jeremy.
I don't see it. Okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
My point is, this person, I wouldn't hook up with her.
Okay.
There would be no, I mean, maybe a nice adult high five on the way out.
Okay.
I would take her to dinner.
Okay.
And I would want to hear her life story. And I would just want to just understand her life.
Okay. So why don't you just go to dinner with fucking Obama?
I could. Oh God, Michelle Obama should have been on that list. Fuck. Anyway, Emilia Clarke.
I think
her personality to
me. Yeah, she's so cute.
I want to, I want to go get spaghetti with her. I want to go to get spaghetti because I already know that she'll get some on her like on her eyebrow.
Right. And she'd be so cute.
And I'll be like, hey, I'm sorry, Queen. Hey.
Queen!
Yeah, I'll be like, sorry, Daenerys, you have a little bit on your eyebrow. And she'd be like, oh God, I'm so embarrassing now. It'd be so cute.
She'd be so cute.
Yeah.
What were we just watching on Instagram with her where she like was the cutest little bean in the entire world?
She was at a basketball game.
She was just courtside.
And there was
an NBA
a mascot
game.
That came over and like knelt in front of her. Yeah.
Oh,
anyway, the point is,
so
I would go on this date and I would come home and I would say, I would tell you all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that for
us. I'm so glad you're fucking Ed. Anyway, so on to jealousy.
I love that for me and Ed.
Good. Have Ed.
I wonder if Ed has Instagram.
Listen, get on there. Hop in. Ed, if you're listening, slide into her DMs. Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
So on to jealousy?
On to jealousy.
Or on Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I want to save Fuck, Marry, Kill because like my drink, I've got like a solid 3 more sips,
okay,
maybe 2 big ones, and I want to save it for the end.
So don't log off. We'll hop on the Fuck, Marry,
yeah,
Kill.
Yeah, don't log off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So, jealousy. Do you want me to start or do you want to?
I think you should go first.
So, once again, we've broached a topic that when we were kind of like coming up to this and talking about jealousy and everything, I was like, okay, cool. So, Lauren, tell me about like your relationship in the past and walk through any like the jealous ones. And she goes, yeah, they don't really have any. Cool. So, Lauren apparently hasn't had any jealousy in her relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that ended up, to be honest, because like, one of them was definitely just like too fucking lazy to be jealous, to be honest. And then the other ones were just like, just not jealous. I all of them, from a jealousy standpoint, you know, flaws in many other areas, but like from a jealousy standpoint, very healthy.
That's good.
Or maybe they were jealous secretly and just never voiced their opinions, but it never came through in like any kind of communication that we did have about it.
But like, I don't think anyone in the world is like, no one communicates that they're jealous. They communicate things that are like the...
Well, no one gave the impression or did like some kind of action that implied jealousy. You know what right. I mean? Like there was never any like, oh, text me every 5 minutes so that I know you're not talking to someone else. Like,
right.
You know, there was none of that like fuckery.
Well, I think the jealousy thing obviously stems from an insecurity that came before it, or there's a reason obviously that shows its face. But the big thing that I was looking at when we were reading about this is like the difference between like a jealousy and an envy.
Right.
Right. And like how often they're confused. And like jealousy is very much there's three people and like two of them are having a better time than the one. And the boyfriend or girlfriend's like, why are they having such a good time? And I'm over here like, what does she have? What does he have that I don't have kind of thing?
Right.
Whereas the envy is very much like there's two people and one person has something the other doesn't have. And they're very much like interested and they wish that they could have that thing and doesn't require three people or whatever.
Totally.
And so like, I think that I don't really know if I've experienced that much envy in relationships. I've definitely had girlfriends in the past who struggled with different types of trust issues that then carried over into jealousy.
Right.
And I think it's probably one of the most toxic conversations that if you don't broach early into the relationship, it's very difficult to stop it once it gets going.
It literally seeps through every element of your relationship just from having so many friends who have been in like crazy jealous, like territorial boyfriends in their relationships. Like it is so, even just see like a small piece of it from an outsider's perspective, like it is nuts. And it just reeks of insecurity. And you know, whether that stems from something that's happened in the relationship or something that's happened in their past, you know, and it's like something that may not even be like under their control, like the recipient of like having a jealous boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. It's crazy toxic.
But like, as I feel like a lot of times we talk about like, you know, experiences, but like, why do you think that we're not jealous? Like why do I literally feel as if we can sit here and talk about why can I bring up more guys I think you forgot that you would have sex with,
right,
and go about our night when we get done with this? And some people, if they give someone at the bar a little bit too much attention, the rest of the night's fucked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it genuinely stems from being secure in yourself and like accepting who you are as a person. Because I think when you go back to those like two definitions of envy and jealousy, like both of those scenarios, obviously there's a different number of people involved, but those both stem from an insecurity within one person, right? So it's like when there's three people involved in jealousy, it's like, you know, that third person who you are jealous of might not even fucking know that you're jealous of them. You know what I mean? Like they're such an outsider on like what's going on that again, it just stems from that person, number one. And same thing with envy. Like, I can think of times, and I feel like envy is much more common in like a friend-to-friend relationship. And I can think of times where I have been so envious of someone that it makes me feel poorly about myself. And right. there are specific girls on Instagram that I have muted and that I'm still like friendly with, but I've muted because I'm envious of something that they have or some attribute that they look like that I strive towards. And I've just found that it's like unhealthy for me to not like obsess over it, but to have the reoccurring, if they post on Instagram every single day, to have that reoccurring thought of like, I wish I looked like that, or I wish I had that.
What would you say the common denominator is of what makes you feel jealous or envious?
I mean, jealousy is not, I feel like, a sentiment that I feel that often, mostly because I associate that with relationships. And I think some people are jealous in friendships, but I feel like I'm privileged and in a spot in my life and my career and the success that I've had that I think that is the like the root of a lot of jealousy that some people have. And I feel very secure in what I've accomplished in my lifetime.
Right.
So I think I'm lucky to like have that kind of like under my belt and I feel good about it. But I think with envy, when I think of like my deepest insecurities, it usually stems, I think, from physical appearance. So if I'm feeling shitty about my body, it's usually girls who have like rock hard abs I'm the most envious of. But sometimes it'll be like, oh, like, I mean, like I've been thinking about getting lip injections. It's been like a topic of my life for the last month. And so if I see a girl who has...
Your mother's gonna kill you.
What?
She's gonna kill
you. I already called. I called her. I told her. I was like, they're my lips, not your lips. Sorry,
she's
mom.
She's gonna kill you.
No, whatever. It's fine.
Good for you.
They literally dissolve in 3 months if you don't want them. Even faster usually on your first time. Anyways, I would say the more negative I feel towards myself about something, the more envious I can feel towards someone else about what they have that I feel like I don't.
Right, right. What's fascinating to me is that when I think about the times that I've been most jealous or envious, especially on the looks side, is, and maybe I'm biased or maybe I'm not thinking straight, but is when I honestly think I've looked some of my best. And so like when I've been in the most shape, or when I'm like trying to, when I go overboard and try and wear and buy the nicest things to look good,
right,
is when to a degree I focus in on my then insecurities of what I don't have. I can't remember the last time I looked at a guy who was just better looking, more charismatic, have more money, whatever kind of thing. And in the past, I mean, a couple of years, and been like, oh God, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
And which is crazy because I don't feel like I'm by any means the best in shape or taking care of myself as well as I have in years past by any means. And so I feel like as someone who looks worse than I feel like they used to, you would think that I would have more insecurity there, but that's not the case.
I think also too, when I think about when I was in like a massive fitness kick and routine, like you're so hyper-focused and that's such a big part of your life at the time when you're doing that routine that you're aware of yourself and you're aware of other people's fitness routines as well. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why it's like, cause I definitely have had moments too. It's like, I look back at photos and I'm like, damn, like I was ripped then.
Right.
And I was the most insecure then. And I think it all is just, it's relative to like how big of a presence it has in your life overall.
I found a, very near naked picture of me from when I was on TV.
Okay.
Like not like a naked picture, just like me with my shirt off and shorts kind of thing.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, so many abs. What the fuck? And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? But it's crazy. As I look at that kid who has a six pack and I'm like, that kid's so sad.
Right.
That kid is so sad.
Right,
he's doing abs. He's literally getting up and doing all this work to try and like make this body thing to look more like someone he'll never be. And it's crazy because now I couldn't have less abs and I'm just looking at myself and I'm like, I should be in better shape for my well-being and health.
Right.
But like, oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Does that mean we're not getting six packs in 2021?
No, for sure. We're for sure. 2021, absolutely six packs.
The year of the six pack.
I'm going to let y'all know right now. If I got ripped as fuck and had a six pack, I would be taking shirtless pics all the time.
I don't think you would.
Oh my God. I would be showing every single one of those fucking abs. Are you kidding?
I don't think you would.
Listen, if I ever get ripped again, every story I make will just be me in a towel talking to the mirror.
I don't. You know what? I will believe it when I see it. I'm not gonna lie. The first time that you took your shirt off, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, I remember you were so tipsy, and I
think I said something.
You did. You were like the least swaggy of all things. I literally like got naked, and you were just like, "Wow, yeah,
this is nice."
You got
this is nice.
It's just wow, and I was like, "Are you kidding?"
A whole
like,
ass man.
I feel like we're in a movie, and like the dude takes off his shirt, and the girl's like, "Oh my god, can I touch it?"
Oh, that was Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, you also made a comment about my penis. I remember that too.
Okay,
it was positive.
Okay,
it was very positive. I was like, "Thank you."
I mean, I would say that I don't hold back.
No, you didn't. You were very awkward, and I was like, "Yes."
Yeah, but what you get day one is like still what you get on day 600. Yeah, no,
I can expect that. When, right. Like I said, every time I walk in, around the corner,
wee.
Yeah. Well, God, terrible ween.
Wee.
It's so high.
Okay. Well.
So anyway, okay. Now we talk about us. So the jealousy and the envious thing. I've been in relationships in the past where the jealousy was, what's crazy is I look back and I've never been in a relationship where I felt jealous and it wasn't merited.
Oop.
And the sad thing was that like the jealousy and the thing that started it, middle, end, whatever, that wasn't even the reason we ended. We ended on some other crazy, mad, other bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? But it was about the jealousy. Like that's what started it, right? The other shit that happened and you're throwing haymakers in the corner because you're upset and you're mad and you can't trust anything that comes out of anybody's mouth because you're saying shit you don't mean and you don't believe the things that are coming out of their mouth and all this shit, right? But the thing that ends it later on is like the byproduct of all that just like absolute immature bullshit kind of thing. And I think jealousy is the most like toxic wasteland of a relationship that if not addressed early on will consume everything else.
So how do you go about having a conversation about jealousy that's not going to make the jealousy worse?
Well, I think to a degree, you have to identify what makes you jealous.
Right.
And then that other person needs to identify and have a conversation about why they're feeling jealous about something. Mm. And if it's completely unmerited, there should be a world where you're able, both sides, to make sure that no one feels that way. But if someone's not willing to meet you halfway, right? If that person is being trustworthy and doing things that they know kind of like incite or get someone going and being jealous and they don't stop doing those things, that's half the problem. But at the same time, if someone's meeting you halfway and you're not improving, like it's never going to work. I don't think you can have a healthy relationship where there's one side that feels reminded of jealousy every other day or every week or every month. I don't see there's a world where that's going to work.
No, I totally agree. Well, because I think that is something that is inward for that person.
Right.
And no matter how hard the partner tries, like you can't mend someone else's insecurities. Like no matter how hard you try, no matter how many hours you put into it, it doesn't matter how much therapy you go to together. Like if that person like A, can't recognize that and won't admit it, because that's like, I feel like there's like a sense of ego there where someone, if they don't realize that they're doing it, they don't even want to admit that there's an insecurity there in the first place to make them jealous.
Right. Right. No. And I mean, how often do you hear of someone going like, "Hey, it just makes me really uncomfortable when you do that because it reminds me of this"? Never. It's why the fuck were you doing that?
Right. And then like you come in hot and the other person gets defensive super quick and it blows up. And it's just like, it's a whole situation. I have, I had a friend who was in a relationship and maybe I've told this story before. But she had a boyfriend who literally, like, they had to be in constant communication. They were long distance, which I feel like is a whole podcast topic in itself is long distance. But like he had it like carved out in his mind that if they weren't talking and texting just like 24 hours a day, that meant that she was doing something wrong. She was cheating on him. She was out partying. She was out talking to other guys. And he was so desperate for constant communication. It was insane. I've never seen anything like it.
That dude's cheating.
No, he wasn't.
Nah, he's cheating.
He wasn't.
He's cheating.
He wasn't.
Okay, where's the insecurity?
Can confirm. I think that he was just so insecure. Like he was so scared to lose her that's like he designed this like mechanism of like safety and making sure that like she was still choosing him every minute of the day. Like I think he was just so desperately insecure to like think that she might talk to another straight dude who might be interested. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't about him having time to go cheat with someone else. It was about her and the possibility of anything that she could be doing if she wasn't talking to him.
I'm not talking about physically cheating. I mean, of course that could include it. What I'm saying is that dude is already running through the cycles of what else that guy's already running through the cycles of what she could be doing. Right. And the only reason he got there is because he sees that for himself.
I don't know. I disagree. Just because I know him. I know who it is.
Okay.
And I disagree. I think
so where does it come from then?
I think he was just so desperately trying to make sure that he didn't lose her. And he just got so, so caught up.
Then fine. Then he's cheating on their relationship with the idea of him, of her with somebody else. And he can't get that off his brain.
That's what it was. Like, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
100%.
It's just, but that, what a poison that you're giving yourself.
Oh, I mean, the resentment that just builds after right. even one day of being like, why aren't you texting back? Where are you? Who are you with? Who are you talking to? Like, that shit is toxic.
It's tiring too.
Oh my God. No one's got time for that shit.
It's tiring.
No and one has time for that.
Yeah, it's tough. And I think that there's a lot of times where people get down on their luck at work or in a social sense where they just like have too much time on their hands. And throughout their insecurity of something else going poorly, I think they have too much time to think about what else the other person could be doing. And they have all the ideas and reasons to think that like, oh, well, I'm sitting here on my ass and I'm in a downspell and she probably thinks that about me. And she probably is like with other like professional people that are doing it well or whatever. And it's just like, I think that people just run themselves
spiral.
In circles.
Yeah, yeah, they spiral.
It's absolutely, it's so toxic. But I think the most important piece is in any loving relationship, if you come to your partner and say, I am so, so, so incredibly sorry. The words that I'm about to, you know, come out of my mouth are true, but they are. I get really, really sad and insecure when this happens. And I wish more than anything that I wouldn't get sad and insecure because I know I'm being crazy. Would it be possible for you to help me get to a point by not doing that thing that I know is whatever to meet me halfway here so that I can get through this and get to the next step? And in any loving relationship, if the other person says, no, fuck you, figure it out. You know what? Go fuck yourself and go figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. The only adjustment that I want to make to that is I hate when girls think that they need to apologize for being crazy.
Oh, I never said you had to apologize.
No, but like to make me feel like I'm crazy, use the word crazy. And I want to, I think that needs to be swapped out with something else because.
Oh, I was thinking about it from the guy's perspective. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So from the girl's perspective, like I hate when girls feel like they need to apologize for feeling crazy because like, crazy and insecurity are two different things. And sure. I hate when they get lumped in together that. It gives girls like the totally the.
That's good
the,
at it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good at it. No, I just think that at any point in time, you're coming to someone with an open, and you have to act, don't be manipulative. Don't be like, I don't want him to do this anymore. Let me use this. Like if you actually are feeling this way and you come through and it'll be obvious if you actually feel that way or not.
Mm.
Like if they're not meeting you there, then there's a bigger problem at hand.
Totally. I agree. Well, it answers my question. So I was going to say, like, when do you jump ship? Like when jealousy starts bubbling up, like, when do you call it quits when you've already tried working through it?
I mean, I guess the thing is also, if that person's coming to you and saying, can you meet me halfway? And the other person's like, no, you're being ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Here's where I'm at. If that person thinks your needs are so ridiculous and your needs are a non-starter, that's something that's going to drive you crazy, mm-hmm. right? That's a disconnect.
Yeah.
You got to move on.
Right. And that'll, I think, show itself in other ways as well, too. I mean, if they won't meet you halfway.
Think about how ridiculous of a request either of us could make to the other person if the other person genuinely felt like they needed that request.
Right. I mean,
genuinely. Think about the most ridiculous thing that I could ask of you, but like it's just a, like, I need that. You'd consider it. I know you would, and I would, and vice versa.
So what are your thoughts
no.
on upping my stuffy limit to two in the bed at a time?
If you shared the bed... even remotely close to a normal human being, we could consider it. But little 95-pound Lauren and...
That's flattering that you think I'm 95 pounds.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Fine. 145-pound Lauren. Oh, no correction there?
No, I'll just take it. I'll receive
all right, tiny
it.
Little Lauren takes up about 3/4 of the bed every night. So no, you don't get any more stuff.
You're animals. So fucking dramatic. Okay, you know what? I'm done with this. Let's hop into fuck, marry, kill.
I can't fucking wait.
Do you want to go back and I think we should go back and forth, right?
Yeah, but I don't really. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. This is such
does everyone know the game fuck, marry, kill?
Okay, so here's the game fuck, marry, kill. You can only you have three choices and you have to make a choice for each one. There are no exceptions. You cannot fuck two of them, marry one and kill none. That's not how it goes. And also, we do not want to incite any kind of violence. That's not actually the name of the game. Same with fucking. No one's getting fucked. No one's getting killed. No one's, well, hopefully one day we'll get married. But like, that's not the actual point of the game. It is very superficial. It is very shallow, but it can, your answers could be based off of looks and personality. If you want charisma, you could factor that into your answers if you'd like.
I mean, I put Emily Ratajkowski on the shelf so that I could go have spaghetti with Emilia Clarke. And I meant that answer.
Okay, great. Let's start. Fuck, marry, kill. Brunette Lauren, pink hair Lauren, and blonde Lauren.
All right, pink hair Lauren, dead. Fuck her.
I knew it. She's
dead. I have no
idea. I know what your answer is going to be for this one, I think.
Fuck blonde, marry brunette.
Yeah, marry brunette. I knew it.
I would marry brunette Lauren in a second.
I knew it.
Brunette Lauren's my favorite Lauren.
Brunette Lauren is my literal least favorite Lauren.
But happy Lauren is my favorite Lauren.
Right, and that's a blonde bitch. That is a blonde bitch. Okay, do you have one for me or do you want me to go again?
I'll keep going. This is great.
Okay, this is good. Okay, okay, okay. Actually, you know what? Let me just run through all these and then we'll swap.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's throw it back to the 2000s. Avril Lavigne, Pink, or Gwen Stefani? All of our 90s babies right now are like, fuck yeah!
Gwen's dead.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Gotta go.
Gwen's dead.
Shout out Blake Shelton. Fuck Avril, marry Pink.
Fuck Avril, marry Pink.
Have you seen Pink and her children?
They're very cute. They're all so cool. They all have such good style.
But also like the way that she talks about how she's raising her kids.
Yeah.
Is like, so
yeah. Okay, so we're gonna do a little total 180 here. Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Kourtney Kardashian. Do you know who's who?
I know Kim.
Okay. Fucking shit. You uncultured fuck.
Fuck. Khloe and Kourtney might as well be the same person to me.
Ugh. Kourtney was the one who,
of all the Kardashians, couldn't we have picked a couple of different ones?
No, because these are like the three.
Okay, can
three,
I get the like
the Jenners? The Jenners? No, yeah. No. You get the Kardashians.
All right. Well, then Khloe, you're dead.
Okay.
Kourtney, we're having sex and I'm marrying Kim.
Interesting.
Kim's a boss bitch.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
I mean, like, listen, like, has anyone ever like seen her interviews later on? I'm not talking about like the growing up. And also, mind you, like their life story is crazy, but like she's got a lot more going on than I think people give her credit for.
Sure. You don't need to justify it. I support it. Okay. Next. Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Camila Cabello.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
That is a tough one.
Okay. I'm sorry. Selena has to go. She's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Miley's way too alternative for you.
We're fucking Miley.
Huh?
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Camila.
Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's mostly because I trust Shawn Mendes' taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
And like, by the way, Shawn, I know you're a big fan of the pod. like, marriage, but like, I just want to be around.
Right,
like,
so you could be third wheel.
Yeah, no, I'm fine being third wheel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Flipping over to Disney.
Ooh, go on.
Villains.
Okay.
Cruella.
Ooh.
Cruella DeVille. Ursula.
Mm.
From Little Mermaid. And Yzma. From Emperor's New Groove.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the purple lady.
Yeah, Yzma's gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Yzma's gotta go.
I'm gonna get in the sack with Ursula. Cause I bet she
could. That'd be freaky.
Yeah, she got all sorts of things. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I don't forget. And who am I marrying?
And you're marrying Cruella DeVille.
Oh yeah, for sure. She's okay. A bad bitch, for sure.
All right. Okay.
But the dog things, anyway, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, next up we have Rihanna, Beyonce,
oh, fuck.
And Nicki Minaj, all queens. This is a hard one. This might be the hardest category. All queens. Oh, he's stumped.
My God.
He's stumped. He is stumped, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Deal. Here's the deal. I don't know what I would do in bed or in a marriage scenario with Nicki Minaj.
That's a lot. She's got a lot of assets.
Because like I'd like to say I'm on the alpha side.
Yeah.
But I'm not that alpha.
Yeah.
Like
she would crush
the
you.
The things that she would need me to do.
Right. You couldn't do.
Me,
yeah.
Couldn't do it. So okay. I'm sorry. I have to kill her.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Beyonce and Rihanna.
I would live as a husband. I would live every day insecure if I was married to Beyonce, and that's no discredit to Rihanna. I just think that Beyonce's on another planet.
That is Queen Bee right there.
Yeah. So I guess I would have sex with Beyonce and marry Rihanna.
Okay.
God.
Sure.
Fuck. That's hard. Because okay. I think I would do, I would just be such a disservice to both of them.
Well, okay.
I'd be so sad. I'd be like, I'm so sorry you have to do this. We were playing a game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, and now I have to marry you. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan. The classics.
Okay.
The classics.
To be fair, I wait, now or like in their prime?
I don't know. What In their prime. Like how we think of them.
Mm, okay.
When they were like the A-listers of all.
Oh, then Britney Spears.
Marry or fuck?
Fuck for sure.
But you had to marry and fuck her if you're married.
Yeah, but it's like a different thing.
Okay. All right.
It was Lindsay Lohan. What the other one?
Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Night in Paris? Fucking Paris. You're Night in Paris, right?
That's hot.
Night in Paris?
Huh?
Do you know what Night in Paris is?
No.
Her sex tape.
Oh, wow. Love that for Paris.
Yeah. So sex tape for sure. Except for it's not good. It's terrible. Lindsay Lohan,
mm-hmm.
She gotta go. Okay. I'll marry Britney.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this is your last one.
Fuck.
These are like not millennial queens, but like still very, very relevant to this present day. Ariana Grande, Zendaya.
Oh God.
And Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay, well.
I have so many guy friends who Vanessa Hudgens is there just like that was their sexual awakening as like a teen.
I bet Vanessa Hudgens. What was the second one?
Ariana Grande, Vanessa Hudgens,
okay.
Zendaya. Is it Zendaya? Am I saying it wrong? Fuck, I always forget which one it is.
Not sure, but Vanessa's got to go.
Okay, Vanessa's got to go.
I am taking Ari to the sack, Zendaya and I forever.
Okay.
I would love nothing more than to be married to Zendaya.
She's so amazing.
For so many reasons.
Yeah, for so many reasons.
Yeah.
For so many reasons.
Like, I have a lot of respect for her.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
God, I'm in the hot seat. I'm in the hot seat. I don't know if I like this.
All right.
Someone the other day was like, can you guys do a tipsy episode of the pod? Like, and I was like, bitch, do you not see the half bottle of wine in my wine glass every single episode?
All right, my love, you ready?
Yes.
So just real quick, before everyone gets mad, we specifically took out all the people that we're somewhat close to. So.
Oh, yeah, like people who are putting like influencers and shit like that. Also, for everyone that suggested Asian Girl Squad, like my group of friends, my three best friends.
That's fucked.
Go fuck yourself. We're not going to answer that.
Actually, there was a lot of people that suggested that. So maybe we're not going to do that. You don't need to necessarily go to have sex with yourself. Okay, ready?
No, but it was go fuck yourself in like the same way that I say like bitches are closer than friends. Like when you say go fuck yourself in like a loving way, it's like on another level of friendship.
Right. I'm actually not going to, I'm going to probably borderline a couple of those things, but yeah, it's because you're more famous than me. So I get to.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you're like less things are off limit.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Liam Payne.
Oh, fucking easy, easy. I've been to two One Direction concerts. I was a stan and I am a Niall and Harry stan, so this is very easy. So first off, out is Liam. I'm sorry. Okay. He's one of my least faves.
You need to apologize to me. Liam, sorry. Big listener.
A lot of Directioner stans out there of all ages. You know what I mean? Like I don't know who's listening.
Yeah.
And then I think that I would fuck Harry, marry Niall.
Mm.
Now
when you're done with Harry, can we like hang out?
Actually, I don't know. Cause like, I guess if you're married to Harry, you could also fuck Harry.
Yeah, but like that's not the point of this game.
I want to be honest. I was a Harry stan for the longest time. And then I went in concert and I saw Niall and I was like, Niall carved out a small soft spot in my heart.
Yeah.
Okay. So fuck Harry, marry Niall.
Oh yeah. And Harry's then great.
Liam's got to go.
I met Harry.
Oh my God. Tell me everything. Was he nice? Please tell me it was nice. Thank God.
He's super
nice. Okay, great.
Yeah, good. He's asking for directions.
Oh.
And he walked in and I was like with a group of my friends and he's like, and I was like,
smooth,
like,
babe.
I was like, was that Harry Styles? And I'm like, yes. And like Harry Styles looks like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Like, you know how some celebrities like dress it down?
Totally.
No, that dude is wearing $30,000 worth of just everything.
Right.
But like wearing it like a pair of sweatpants. That's how comfortable he looked. Sorry, comfortable. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Seacrest.
I knew there was going to be a Ryan's category. I saw in Community there was lots of Ryan categories. Okay, Ryan Seacrest is gone. Easy.
Okay.
Easy. Because I feel like Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds are they're the lead Ryans.
Okay.
I think marry Ryan Reynolds. Actually, yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. Marry Ryan Reynolds. And fuck Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds, I think it would just be like you would be laughing nonstop. Not that you're not hilarious. I just want to say that.
The thing is, when you actually bring it back and like make a disclaimer of like, not that like
you're not funny,
that actually hurts more. If you had just said it and it lived by itself, but in your
right.
own, yeah,
right. Okay, well, that's the answer. Marry Ryan Reynolds for sure.
Okay, got it. Okay, this one's good. Nick Miller, Schmidt, Winston.
Oh my God.
New Girl.
Oh my.
And if you don't, for anyone who hasn't watched New Girl, my favorite show in the world, go watch now. Like turn this pod off right now and just go watch New Girl.
Okay. Yeah. Mary Schmidt. For sure.
Yeah.
Mary Schmidt. Because you.
Do y'all see her playing footsie with me right now?
Like, I don't know.
Like, this is what we're doing. Just so you know.
Okay. I need a footstool right here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure. You need a squatty potty for your feet.
I'm using you as a footstool.
Oh my God. Okay.
Mary Schmidt for sure. You and Schmidt, sometimes you are very
terrible.
You're very Schmitty. You're very Schmitty.
That's the biggest compliment you've ever given.
Yeah. You're very Schmitty. So Mary Schmidt for sure. I love Schmidt.
I've met Winston. Do you think that I could?
I met Winston too. We were both in the boys' bathroom at Coachella. Remember? I was in the bathroom.
Oh, do you?
The girls' bathroom had a massive lineup and the boys' bathroom had no one. And I was like,
guys, we went into a nice porta potty.
It was like a bus.
And I was peeing. Guys, I was inches away from Winston's penis. And we were like sharing the stall thing. Like we were right here. And Lauren was hiding in like the throne room.
What's
the
throne room?
And you weren't
room?
Supposed to be there. Well, the toilet, but there was like, it's actual toilet.
Oh, yeah, not yeah. Urinal. Oh, no. I was going pee in the boys' bathroom for right. sure. Just, yeah, drunk.
And I was shit-faced. I was just go, Winnie the Bish?
I'm sitting in the stall being like, Winnie the
right.
Bish?
And he said to me something that I can't repeat here because the joke is slightly, I mean, it was funny. He can say it. I can't
yeah,
say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't have that card.
I can't.
No,
I don't
no,
have
no,
that card.
No.
It was very funny.
Yeah. Oh, that was the highlight of Coachella.
Yeah.
That was the highlight.
Sorry. Anyway.
Oh, man. Okay, so I think...
This is so obvious.
Kill Nick, fuck Winnie the Bish.
100%,
absolutely. Yeah.
And
yeah,
we love
yeah,
Nick.
Okay. We love Nick.
It's just like, Winston would make funny jokes.
Yeah. Also, I feel a certain tie to Winston now that we've met him.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. He's getting better. We've kind of talked about this, but Battle of the Chrises. Settle it for once and for all. Okay, Hemsworth, Pine, and Pratt.
Kill Pratt. Just compares to
what, you like boys with Anna Faris or something?
What?
You boys with Anna Faris or something?
Oh, this is awkward. They broke up like a while ago.
Well, they got a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, fuck Pine, marry Hemsworth.
Okay, I agree with that.
After seeing Hemsworth playing golf or whatever with his kids in Australia, yeah, in that video, yeah. That was very cute.
I think I showed the video and go, God, this is a man.
You did. Because he was just like jacked out of his mind. He had something, was he holding a toothpick in his mouth or something? Something that is disgusting that he made look sexy. Yeah. And yeah, he was
literally picking his teeth, hitting a golf ball.
Right.
And like
with
catching,
kid behind
catching
him.
Falling children. I was
right.
Like, fuck yeah. You, Thor.
Yes. Yeah. Marry Thor, fuck Pine, kill Pratt.
Yep. Okay, we're getting really good here. Zac Efron, Vin Diesel, and Dwayne Johnson.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ! Kill Vin Diesel.
Okay.
For sure. Fuck The Rock and marry Zac Efron. Yeah.
Okay, I've got two more, and I'm gonna go against the code here.
Okay.
And it's gonna be. This is controversial.
Oh my!
What I'm about to say is very controversial.
Okay.
And you don't get to cut it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give you four, gentlemen.
Okay.
So you're going to literally not mention one, and you're going to be able to do whatever you like with the three.
Oh, ooh, okay.
The Try Guys.
Fucking God.
You got to do it.
Damn
you
it.
You have to do it.
Okay.
Our dear friends. Literally. Of which we know all of the wives.
No, genuinely, I have very strong individual relationships with all of them.
Oh, I know.
Like Keith and I were texting this morning. Zach and I, I feel like we've been the closest the longest, but Eugene and I, like we went to drag brunch together and Ned just used my tie-dye kit the other day with his new baby. Oh my God.
Go on. And honestly, the biggest insult here is not being mentioned.
No, I don't think so. I think the biggest insult is still kill.
Okay. So it's like kill, not mentioned, fuck Mary.
Yeah. I think that I would fuck Eugene.
So,
the gay Try Guy, I think that I would fuck Eugene because I think that we could still have a great time.
Okay.
Like, I think that we are both open enough sexually that it would be the least awkward to actually fuck Eugene than any of the other straight Try Guys.
I think you walked into
a room
with all four of them and said, I got to be honest, I have to have sex with one of you.
Eugene, you're coming with me. Yeah.
Matt, you understand.
Right.
And Matt would go, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
right. No, 100%. Like, that is
100%. All right, what else you got?
I feel very.
This is the hard part.
I feel very strong about that. Oh God. This is so hard. Why did you do this to me? I think that, so here's my thinking. Let me walk you all through it. Is that for the marry category, Zach's never been married. Zach is engaged. So I don't know what his experience is like being a married man.
I think he'd be wonderful, but go on.
I think he's going to be wonderful too. I think he's going to be a great husband. But I need Maggie to experience that first before anything. You know what I mean? Like, I just need Maggie to ride that out first.
Are y'all buying this sales pitch? Because I'm not buying it.
This is so stressful.
This sounds like she's distracting from the point.
I think that I would... Fuck, I don't know. Because I think Ned has more experience. I think Ned is the husband of all husbands. Not that Keith is not a good husband, but like Ned is a father of two plus a dog and married. You know what I mean? Like he is the dad of all dads and the husband of all husbands. But I honestly, I think Keith is a little funnier than Ned.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
That's honestly the biggest, that right there.
Yeah.
That makes me uncomfortable. That's how much of a, that's, wow. I think that's very funny.
But Keith,
you know what?
No. Here's the thing. Keith and I have, I think, a more similar sense of humor. When we filmed the other day, there was the stupidest TikTok, like genuinely the dumbest TikTok that I personally know that was like 4 years old. And it was both one of our favorites. And I was like, fuck yeah, Keith. We have the same sense of humor and I love this for us.
So here's the thing. I think they're both equally as funny. I'm sure one's funnier. I think they're both equally funny in my book. Keith's goofier.
Oh my God.
So what's the deal?
You know what? I'm still mad. I'm mad at Zach for making us watch Lovecraft County.
And he didn't watch
it? He didn't even fucking watch it. Okay. I'm still mad about that. But Zach did introduce us to Can, and we love Can.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, I think that I'm going to put Zach in the do nothing with category.
Wow.
Because I feel like Zach and I are the closest out of all the Try Guys. Okay. And I don't want to put him in a box that he doesn't want to be in.
Okay.
Without his consent. Okay. You know?
So what do you got?
Oh, man.
So are you going to kill Wes's father? Ariel's husband?
Well, you know, I mean, Alfred's father, Keith. Don't forget about Alfred.
Yeah. Here's the deal. If there's a burning building and I get to grab one, I'm grabbing Wes.
And not Alfred?
If I only have the ability to grab one thing, I'm sorry, Keith, and I think your cat's great. I'm grabbing Wes.
Oh, my God.
Child.
Oh, my God. This is so stressful. See, I've spent more time with Keith in the last 6 months with filming.
Cool. Ned.
No, stop it right now. Stop it right now. No, so Wes, like, Ned is at a disadvantage because we haven't seen each other since the Super Bowl party, and Keith and I have
literally
seen each
other.
Their
podcast a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that was like multiple months ago, but okay. But Keith and I recently just spent like 8 hours to get together on set for a shoot. And before that we were there. I think just based on current standings at this exact point of time right now.
You're killing Wes's father.
I'm going to kill Wes's father and I will marry Keith. I'm so sorry, the Try Guys. I love you all. I genuinely love you all. And I would never wish anything like death upon you. And Eugene, we don't actually have to fuck Matt. I'm so sorry.
No,
I would never come
him.
And steal your man. Oh wow. My God, I'm so uncomfortable. Let's end the podcast right now. I need to go.
So for all the relationships out there, we want to hear your fuck, marry, kills. We really want to hear your hall passes. You agree?
Yeah,
you
no,
disagree?
Let us know in the hall passes. Let us know. Oh yeah. My God, I'm dying to know who your hall pass is.
And my apologies for the somewhat shallow episode, but after last week, we needed to have a more shallow.
100%. Like that was so deep in the feels. And also too, like I legitimately cried all morning. I have nothing left to give emotionally. I only have superficial levels of
totally.
Charisma left.
So what, there's only what, this one, and then there's two more weeks on the pod of 2020, and then it's 2021?
Yeah, right?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
So happy beginning of the holiday season.
Happy beginning of the holiday season.
To everybody.
So also here's the update, and not to be cryptic about why I was crying all morning, but our parents are no longer meeting for Christmas.
They're no longer meeting.
So
but you know what, and like to be clear, like we were doing any and everything we could to try and make it safe, and it got to the point where there was no world where even if we inconvenienced everybody and spent all the money in the world,
right,
and killed days if not a week to quarantine before we saw each other, there was never going to be a world where we weren't just ridiculously sacrificing everything.
Right.
And it wasn't a good scenario. And it's also not a good example to set for anybody else.
Totally.
So yeah. We're just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Which is sad. But
literally don't even fucking get me going.
We'll see our parents soon.
Don't even get me going. Well, on that morbid note, fuck me. Well, a link in description for the merch. We're excited about it. We probably should mention this earlier, but like we can't guarantee a delivery before Christmas, especially if you're outside of the United States.
No, Lauren's guaranteeing a delivery. I'm not.
Okay. Well, I have to go. Goodbye. Bye.
Wait, what podcast has this been? What
oh,
the fuck?
Fuck. Fuck. I've been so busy. This is Call Her Daddy.
No, it's not.
No, it's not Call Her Daddy. Okay. I just listened to one with her and Tana. That's
no,
why.
Stop.
It's top of mind.
It's BFFs. I'm Dave Portnoy.
Oh, and I'm fucking Josh Richards. God damn it. Okay. Bye.
Why is it so negative? Bye.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.